The holiday season is in full swing. The presents, they've all been opened. The big meals, they've been eaten. And for a few more days, the kids don't have to go to school. So what now? Good morning, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. I thought it might be fun to explore some outdoor activities that can be fun for the whole family, or by yourself if you want some time away from the family. Our guest this morning is Brenda Bentley, and Brenda is the author of the book River Walks Ann Arbor. Brenda, good morning, and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Thank you.
Now, do you actually like a good long walk in the cold of winter?
Yes, I do, and you'd be amazed. You get out there, even on a cold day, your hands get hot and you have to take your gloves off.
You can build up a sweat in the cold, can't you?
Yes.
Well, it seems to me if you take a walk in the winter in the same exact place you walk in the summer, you're going to have two entirely different viewing and environmental experiences.
I love winter walking when the leaves are gone, as much as I love the leaves and the trees. I'm such a tree lover. But you can see the terrain, and I love the terrain. I love the hills we have here in Ann Arbor. Our beautiful state of Michigan has been visited probably about 20 times by crawling ice, or spreading ice, I should say. It doesn't crawl, it grows. It crawls also. It hauls boulders from Canada down to us. And has come so many times that our whole landscape is covered with a lot of material, soil, stones, dragged here from the north. And most of the middle of the state is a higher elevation because that was between the lobes. There was a huge lobe that came down and ended up, when it was all gone, as Lake Michigan. And then there is a Huron lobe, which kind of merged with the Erie lobe, which came in from the northeast and covered our part of Michigan. In between, the highest ground ended up building up. But each time the edge of the glacier stopped, it built up a moraine, and we have two of those moraines. These are simply hills of material discarded by the ice as it melted.
How would I know them if I saw them? I mean, if I don't know what I'm looking for, how would I identify them?
They're hills. We have, wherever it's all lumpy, here in Ann Arbor, start driving east, and then what happens? It becomes flat. Why? Because that's a clay lake plain. The glaciers covered Michigan and then stalled. They stalled, retreated a little bit, grew again, and each time they kind of moved back and forth, they released some of that soil, dirt, stones, boulders from the ice. But then when they completely melted away, they formed great lakes. That were larger than today's Great Lakes, Lake Erie, Lake St. Clair on the east side of Michigan, and Lake Michigan on the west side of Lake Michigan. And so you have this flat lake plain. And actually, there's even beach ridges left from the various levels of the lake as it rose and fell, as the glacier finally completely receded and melted away back to Canada. So you have this flat, smooth lake plain to the east. But what do we have here? Hills. Lumpy, lumpy hills.
How much of this material can I see or experience if I'm walking through Ann Arbor in the Huron River corridor?
The river has cut through all this material, has cut deeper, even much deeper, into lower levels of moraine material from earlier glaciations. Everywhere there's a hill in Ann Arbor, that's glacial material.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair here, and I'm talking with Brenda Bentley. Brenda's author of the book, River Walks Ann Arbor, and we're going to come up with a couple of potential hikes so that if you are looking for some outdoor activity during the rest of the holiday break, you may have something new to consider. Now, I'm sure there's a way to take a simple nature walk and learn a little bit about geography and, as you've mentioned, a bit of Ann Arbor history along the way. Help me design a good river walk that could do that for me.
All right. One of the most beautiful and popular areas in Ann Arbor, and we have many, but is Bird Hills. So that's on the north side of Ann Arbor, tucked up against the river between 23 and the river, just on the south side of Barton Hills. Barton Hills is on the north side of the river, and Bird Hills is on the south side.
So I'm starting at Bird Hills.
Yes, you could start at Bird Hills. Go out Huron River Drive and park at Barton Dam. There's a parking lot there on the north side of the river. First thing we do, let's have a beautiful après Christmas walk. Park at the Barton Dam, walk up to the dam. It might be gloriously frozen if you're fortunate. It's spectacular. It's about 25 feet as we approach it of frozen ice or beautiful water running over the dam if it's not all frozen. And you can climb up these stairs 25 feet high, and you can actually walk across the catwalk across the top of the dam and view the beautiful Barton Pond. To make our circuit, walk down the other side of the dam, that is the powerhouse side, and walk down into the flat outwash plain called Barton Nature Area. And this is a bark path. There's actually several bark paths. One of them goes along the edge of the water. You can get right up to the edge of the water, and if it's not frozen, you'll see that the ground actually kind of bounces because you're on a mat of roots. But if you're inland, it's a bark path, just more straight, and it brings you to another way to get across the river, a pedestrian bridge at the side of another dam, an earlier pioneer dam that was a pulp mill. And cross there, that is right where North Main Street intersects with 23. Cross there at a sharp elbow of Huron River Drive and carefully cross that road. The traffic is fast and you don't have very good visibility, and climb up into Bird Hills. You'll first go up a steep bank into the former Girl Scout camp, and then you'll make go along the spine of this great hill. You're on the Fort Wayne Moraine, and in winter you can see through the trees, you can see the beautiful hill, you can see the river below, you can see Barton Hills across the way, you can see Ann Arbor down to the south, southeast, and the path curves 90 degrees, and you'll get onto the main spine going straight north. It was even a road in the past called Boulder Road. It's now just a trail, and there are many trails in the park, but the one that goes straight north on the spine of that ridge is Boulder Road. And it's a beautiful and large park, very popular. And then we come out to Bird Road at the end. And that's where we've parked the car across the road.
That sounds like a beautiful walk. How long is that going to take me? That's a good hike. We shouldn't call it a walk, right?
That's a good hike. And that's an hour.
That sounds like a perfect way to spend a part of an afternoon. Now, what did you learn about Ann Arbor on all of your hikes and researching the book that you didn't know before?
Oh, gosh, I didn't know what a moraine was. I didn't know what a came was. These are glacial deposits in various forms. I didn't know the struggles of the pioneers. I got very interested in their diaries and their histories and the Industrial Revolution. And it's been a wonderful project and very interesting to me.
Did you learn anything about yourself on all of these long walks?
Oh, I learned how much I love to be in my body, to stand up, feel the wind, feel the sun, feel the rustling of the trees, and to be in your body and move from environment to environment seamlessly. And you engage your abdominal muscles and you move your shoulders and let your hips rotate with you as you walk. It's just beautiful. It's delightful. It's a real joy.
Well, certainly you've inspired me to want to take a walk. Thank you for that. And if we want to learn more about the river walks locally, where can we pick up your book?
Nicholas in Westgate sells a lot of my books. Downtown Home and Garden sells. And Mathai. Those are the main places. I'm not yet selling it from my website. I probably will be in the future. I'm working on another book about Woodward Avenue, walks along the beautiful towns along Woodward Avenue, which is an historic byway that runs from Detroit to Pontiac. That'll be out next year. But mostly Nicola's, yes, she sells a lot of these books.
Well, thank you for your time and sharing your experience this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Brenda Bentley, author of the book River Walks Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health, and heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.